This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The Wall Street Journal is reporting China and Cuba are negotiating to establish a new joint military training facility on the island. That would place Chinese troops and other security operations less than 100 miles off Florida's coast, report citing current and former U.S. officials. The U.S. Coast Guard is racing against time to find a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage. Rear Admiral John Mauger said the Coast Guard is using search resources both in the air and in the water in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The submersible is designed to have enough oxygen for its passengers to survive for 96 hours. Five people were on board the OceanGate Expeditions vessel when communications were lost on Sunday. Among those on board include British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding, according to his family. At least six people have been shot following a Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Police said the incident Monday night may have stemmed from a fight between multiple females. There are four female victims and two male victims, all teenagers or young adults. Authorities confirmed there are no fatalities. A preliminary investigation suggests one of the victims may have been a shooter, but police are seeking more unknown suspects. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A Spirit Airlines flight from Detroit to Los Angeles, California, was forced to make an emergency landing in Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday. The airline says a mechanical issue is suspected, and all 188 people got off the plane safely. A new plane was brought in to continue the flight to L.A. Presidential candidate Donald Trump and his legal team have been told by a Florida judge to keep quiet. Trump cannot keep nor publicly disclose any federal evidence in the classified documents case against him, as ruled by Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So, you think you can handle your liquor? A new study says that's probably a myth.
The study from the University of Chicago finds that people with alcohol use disorder, what used to be called alcoholism, showed significantly impaired behavior a good 3 hours after having a drink. That puts a lie to the popular idea, or at least popular with heavy drinkers, that heavy drinkers can hold their liquor and still function. The study's senior author says only about 10% of people with alcohol use disorder go into treatment, and these days they're seeing an increase in binge drinking. I'm Richard Johnson.
If you wake up early this weekend, you'll catch a celestial sight. Five planets will line up in the sky before sunrise on Saturday. Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, Uranus, and Mercury will appear together, weather permitting. For the best views, seek a spot with little light pollution and a clear view of the horizon. A new poll indicates that parents should pay greater attention to their children's stomach pains.
The C.S. Mott Children's Hospital has revealed that parents often neglect to consult a doctor when their child experiences frequent stomach complaints. Pediatricians stress that stomach pain could be a manifestation of significant emotional health issues, emphasizing the importance of creating a supportive environment for children to express their feelings. I'm John Schaefer.
Tropical Storm Brett, being monitored in the Atlantic, is forecast to continue to strengthen and could be a Category 1 hurricane by tomorrow afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. He is George Barna. Yes, the one and only George Barna, who's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And he's got his latest study to share with us, don't you?
I do indeed, where we're looking at some more changes that have happened in terms of faith since the pandemic started and ended. And it's not always a pretty picture, but it's important that we know what it is.
Well, you say evangelicals leading the way as core Christian beliefs and church attendance continue to free fall. And that's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek headline, you told me.
Yeah, and that's partly because I don't make up the headlines when they put these things out. But,
right.
The reality is that if you look at it, we're losing ground. We've been losing ground for a lot of years in terms of Christianity in America. But now we're seeing that happen even with evangelicals. Previously, that had been one of the groups that pretty much held firm. I mean, there was some give and take. But now we're just seeing even that drop away.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening specifically, George?
Well, we can look at church attendance. And, you know, I mean, that's not the end all of all measures. But it's one indication of whether or not people are thinking about faith, whether or not they're seeking to engage in faith. And what we're finding there is that attendance has declined over the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because when you look at our culture, typically what I find is that the shifts that we see in our culture happen in 3 to 5 year periods of time, mm-hmm. years being a pretty typical period. And the major shifts tend to happen when you have a crisis, because
right.
beings, at least Americans, which is what I study, tend to change when there's pain or suffering involved. And the pandemic provided that for people. Either it was their own health, it was the health of others, it was their employment, it was their lifestyle. Everything was affected by that. And so for a lot of people, it was a crisis time, and they were making a lot of significant shifts. And so now when we look even at some of the foundational activities, whether it's church attendance, whether it's Bible reading, whether it's claiming that they're affiliated with a particular faith group, such as Christianity, or if it's in terms of specific beliefs, what we're finding is even with evangelicals, all of those things are changing. Yes, they experienced the crisis. Yes, most evangelical churches were closed for, you know, a couple of years. And that has made a lasting difference for a lot of these folks.
Yeah, it's amazing, George, the impact it had on those churches that rendered to Caesar the things that were God. And some of these churches got decimated, and they're not coming back.
No, and in fact, one of the things that disturbs me the most is the decline in Bible reading.
Yes.
You know, I mean, when we look at that dropping down to one out of three Americans actually picking up the Bible and reading it during the course of a week, a minority of evangelicals reading it during the week. The biggest declines among people under the age of 50, it almost didn't matter what age you were, if you were under 50, it was a significant decline among those, for instance, 30 to 49 years old, 14 percentage point drop in Bible reading. That's a huge drop in just 3 years. People with children in their homes, another really significant one to me, because that gives us an indication of the frame of mind of the parents. Why does that matter? Because it's kids under 13 who form their worldview. By the age of 13, a worldview is fully formed pretty much for the rest of your life. 12 percentage point drop among people, parents who had children under the age of 13 in their home. But you even saw it among groups like Pentecostals, a 12 percentage point decline there. Hispanics, 11 percentage point decline there. Conservatives, 9 percentage point decline. So a lot of the groups that we would have said, well, these are vitally important groups for the nation going forward, for the church going forward, and we're seeing that they're saying, nah, Bible, not for me.
Right. You know, just, again, on the topic of the Bible, I mean, you have Jesus himself, George, saying, it's not by food or water that I live, but by every word that emanates from the mouth of God. Right? Let's fast forward. Billy Graham, before his passing, he's asked by a reporter, you know, if he had it to do any different, what would he do? Do you remember his response?
I remember it was good. I don't remember the exact words.
I'd spend more time in the Bible. I'd have read the Bible more.
Yeah.
This is Billy Graham. So, you know, the indications, the admonishments are there. And then here we see a culture in free fall, decline. And especially in this incredible month, the Pride Month that's taking place, and all that's, you know, hedonistically on display, even on the White House lawn, so disgusting. I mean, you got to hide the kids, and the best place to hide them is behind the Bible. And in the Bible, I would think. Am I being too hysterical?
No, I think it's perfectly rational and reasonable and biblical. You know, you raise this whole issue of Pride Month. And for me, one of the things that I wish more Christian leaders would be asking the people that they influence is, what do you have pride in?
Exactly.
Because I think if we ask that question of Christians, you know, without putting it in a biblical context, just out of the blue, say, wow, this is really interesting, this whole Pride Month thing. What do you have pride in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd hear
yeah.
all kinds of answers, but I don't think we'd hear very many people saying, I have pride in the fact that Jesus Christ loves me. I have pride in the fact that God created me in his image. I have pride in the fact that he allows me to know him, to love him, to serve him. I have pride in the fact that I have the Bible. I have the freedom to read that and to follow it as closely as I can. These are the kinds of things that we ought to be discussing in the Christian community. It's like pride.
Exactly.
What a great idea. Why didn't we come up with that? And why isn't it Jesus' face that's on that flag flying over every house in America?
Amen. We've got more to be proud of, I would think. It's not even close. Although, you know, to your point, I don't know if you saw this, but it was the video was relegated, to conservative circles, unfortunately. But that was the comments from the women's Oklahoma softball team. How they talked about the sisterhood, how they protected one another, watching each other's back, that it wasn't about, you know, life here and the here and now, that they're looking forward to eternity and being with Jesus and with, you know, with their fellow players. I'll tell you, George, it was just absolutely heart elevating to hear these young girls talk about their faith. It's no wonder their team is so successful beyond temporal measurement, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, that's the key thing. The key thing for them is not their won and loss record.
Right.
The key thing is their major win, and that's that they know Christ. When you've got that, you win. And then it's just a question of, now how do I share that with others, and how do I show that to others, what that win looks like in a heart that's been transformed.
Wow. It's incredible. George Barna is with us. We're going to break. We've got more from George right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853. If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez here. We're talking with George Barna and his latest study. George, I want to get back to it, but before we do, what's hit the news recently is the Southern Baptist Council. And they're taking a stand of having, you know, female pastors. And they have basically said that Saddleback Church is not going to be part of the SBC because of their support of female pastors. What do you make of this development?
What surprises me is how few Christians give a rip. what we're finding is that when you have these kinds of theological rifts inside denominations, usually they're raising very important theological questions. I mean, recently you have a similar type of thing taking place, different issue, but similar type of rift taking place within the United Methodist Church, where now you've got more than 5,000 UMC churches that have left the mothership, and they're creating their own aggregation of churches who want to be true to the Bible's teaching related to homosexuality. And once again, it's one of those things where not many Christians seem to be paying attention. Not many Christians seem to care that much. You know, saying instead, well, yeah, you know, that's church politics. They're playing games. No. These are people who care about their faith, who have been trained spiritually, who have differences of opinion based on different perspectives that they have, and they're raising important issues. Each of us ought to have an opinion, a belief related to that based on what the Bible teaches. That's why I had to correct myself from saying opinion, is because so much of what comes out of here is, well, my opinion, what's your opinion based on? Usually how you feel. Doesn't matter how you feel. What matters is what God says. You know, you can have feelings about that, but what he says is still the truth. And so when you come to a decision on it, let's go with what God says rather than what you're feeling today.
Yeah, why not? I mean, because here's the situation, as we often say, and this is, you know, what I say to the kids all the time, is in the absence of fact or the truth, opinion rules. So, you know, you can exercise yourself to death over opinion, and you're really not affecting anything that's truly rational and sustainable. Because what opinion you may hold today, maybe sometimes it can be measured in minutes, it won't be the same with new evidence of information. This is why pursuing the truth is so important, George, in my humble opinion.
Well, and that's why, you know, one of the things in our current survey that troubles me so much is when we look at evangelicals, and remember the way that gets defined typically is that these are individuals or churches or pastors who believe that the Bible is God's truth, that we're supposed to pay attention to it and live in harmony with it. And yet what this current study shows, where we look at changes over the last 3 years, the pandemic years, is that most evangelical individuals, people who attend evangelical churches, now say that, you know, determining moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes. And so at the same time that a small majority of them would say, well, yeah, I believe that the Bible is God's true word, you flip that over, and what they say is, but it doesn't have absolute moral truth. You have to be doing what makes you feel right and comfortable, what you feel is the truth. And if it corresponds with the Bible, Hosanna. But if it doesn't, well, we're going to go with my interpretation of what's happening in the culture today, because that's most current, that's most relevant to me. And, you know, if the Bible doesn't agree, well, it's probably just that day.
Yeah. Yeah, this is incredible. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to emphasize. I mean, that's evangelical saying that. I understand mainline church attenders saying that, because they don't believe that the Bible is truth. They don't believe that the Bible is God's relevant, reliable word. They don't, you know, there's a lot that they don't believe that historical Christianity, traditional Christianity, believes in. But evangelicals, they've been kind of the last stand, the last fortress of believing the traditional beliefs that have come from Scripture that the Christian church has taught in its creeds and in all of its activities over the course of time. Now we're seeing that shift too. And that probably, as much as anything to me, indicates that America really is in big trouble.
Yeah, and the thing is look at the difference in you know, what you lay out here, George. You know, evangelicals at 31%, all adults 25%. We're from the zip code. What happened to being light unto darkness?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's so much darkness coming in. You know, you look at some of the other things the survey is showing. Only 41% of evangelicals contend that human life is sacred.
Yes.
Now think about the implications of that, given what's going on in our culture.
Right.
Given, you know, all the debate about divorce, abortion, given what's happening in terms of marriage and divorce, given what's happening in terms of personal identity choices, given what's happening in terms of discussions about tolerance and respect and dignity, the whole DEI movement. I mean, there's so many things that are wrapped up in whether or not you believe that God made us and that we're made in his image and that that life is sacred. And when you've got the people who have been for years the ones most closely and ardently protecting God's word, when you have 6 out of 10 of them refusing to say that human life is sacred, again, this is where our culture's going. Who's going to stand up for God's way?
Yeah, and there you are, people going to church, George. I think you and I talked about this number before. At least a third of the people that go to church on, let's just say on Sunday, have experienced an abortion. And here it is. You kind of have this silent cry. We've got things that have been moving, you know, with the Dobbs reversal, the Dobbs decision, these sort of things. And you would think that this number would start to, you know, start to change. But for some reason, people of faith and evangelicals across the board are hesitant to, you know, come to God. We just have not had that Nineveh moment where the realization of our sin and our disobedience to God has hit us so definitively that it causes us to, you know, throw ourselves in front of a holy God, you know, pray for forgiveness. We're still waiting, I guess, en masse for that revival, that confrontational moment with the reality of God and the reality that we have greatly sinned.
Well, and I would say that this data represents a wake-up moment for the pro-life movement,
yes,
which over the last couple of years has been patting itself on the back, saying, oh, everything's going our way now. We got it made.
Mm.
We don't. We're losing people like crazy. Yes, there are millions of pro-life individuals who are fervently involved in that campaign. But when we look at the big picture, we've got to recognize Americans believe in personal choice above all else, personal choice of everything. When you've got a large share of Americans, the largest share, saying life is not sacred and I need to be in control of my own life, there is no truth, I am my own truth, I'll determine what's right and wrong for me. Nobody can tell me otherwise. That should be a wake-up call to the pro-life movement, recognizing, look, even if we win a Supreme Court decision or two, that doesn't mean that we're on solid footing in America.
Exactly.
A change like this, as they change the Supreme Court. Now there's a new bill before Congress, again, to pack the court with liberals. So we've got to be awake and aware of what's going on.
Well, the good news in terms of the harvest is there when you've only got 35%, George, that believe that after death you'll go to heaven only because you confessed your sins, accepted Jesus as Savior. I think the fields are ripe for opportunity for evangelicals who believe in the inerrant Word of God to bring more people into the fold, right?
Absolutely. The fields are ripe. The question is, do we have workers for the fields? That was the question that Jesus asked, and I think it's still a relevant question today. There's plentiful opportunities, but we've got to have people who prioritize that.
George, I cannot thank you enough. Happy Father's Day to you, by the way. And thank you for sharing this important information. Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Thank you, George. God bless.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The Wall Street Journal is reporting China and Cuba are negotiating to establish a new joint military training facility on the island. That would place Chinese troops and other security operations less than 100 miles off Florida's coast, a report citing current and former U.S. officials. The U.S. Coast Guard is racing against time to find a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage. Rear Admiral John Mauger said the Coast Guard is using search resources both in the air and in the water in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The submersible is designed to have enough oxygen for its passengers to survive for 96 hours. Five people were on board the OceanGate Expeditions vessel when communications were lost on Sunday. Among those on board include British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding, according to his family. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it is time for, you know, the summer weather, right? It's creeping in here on the East Coast. Of course, we're keeping eyes out on every storm. It is heating up. And so, look, at we're all asking the same question, maybe in your hometown too. How do we keep our homes cool, dry, and safe inside while the storms rage outside? Well, Tom Kreitler is going to be joining us in just a second. He's the co-host of the nationally syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit. Looking forward to this conversation because, as I said, the summer heat and storms can be unforgiving, but it's not too late to make investments in your home that'll keep weather out and energy in. Good idea, right? Whether we need seasonal maintenance tips, do-it-yourself projects, or ideas, how and which investments provide the best return on investment, the Money Pit team can help during this vital period for home fix-ups. Home improvement expert, the one and only Tom Kreitler, as I mentioned, is joining us right now, and he's got all kinds of details and great tips that we can take advantage of and put into practice this summer. Hey, Tom, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bill. Happy to be with you.
All right. Let's talk about energy costs. I mean, energy is still there. It is really hurting everybody, and it's one of those equal opportunity, painstaking experiences, isn't it?
Well, it is. And the number one thing that you can do, and the least expensive way to improve your energy efficiency, is to improve your insulation. Because the statistics show that most of us don't have enough insulation in our homes. And it's an easy project and an easy way to sort of balance things out. No matter if it's a winter improvement or a summer improvement, it's going to benefit you all year long. Now, you also want to take a look at what insulation you have and what type of insulation you want to add, because not all insulation has the same features and benefits. Now, I have a very old home where we wanted to insulate the first floor of the house. It's a 130-year-old house. So we looked for an insulation that was fire-resistant, sound-resistant, and moisture-resistant, and we chose Thermafiber. It's called Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus. Now, it's an Owens Corning product, and I like it because it's mineral wool, it's made from natural ingredients, and it gives you that enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefit. And it was very easy to cut and fit and install in our older home. So even in a newer house, though, if you're doing a bathroom reno, you would want a product like that because it stands up to moisture and so on. So take a look at the type of insulation that you are choosing and install it wisely.
Tom, you know, good point here. You have an older home. We're finding out some people say, hey, look, you know, my home's only about 5-8 years old. But they're finding out that what the builder put in when they first built the building. I mean, we've got better products available. And it would even be wise for them to consider an upgrade here, right?
Well, that's right. And there, look for areas where you can upgrade. So, for example, you can always add more attic insulation. Or if you're not satisfied with your windows and you don't want to do all the windows in the house at the same time, do the windows on the south side if you're concerned about cooling bills, or the windows on the north side if you're concerned about heating bills. Look at the windows that Pella is making today. These are amazing windows. They are dual-pane windows or triple-pane windows, and they're incredibly energy efficient because that's what these guys do. They're innovators in that space, and they're all going to be Energy Star certified, and they even have cool features, like they have one called the hidden screen, where when you close the window, the screen disappears back into the sash. That means now you can see through the glass and have a lot of light going back and forth between the outside and the inside, you know, without having to take screens out in the off season or have them in year round and obstructing that view.
Tom, isn't it neat? I mean, innovation, and this is what we love about the free market and capitalism, because the ideas are always coming and we're always improving, you know, given that opportunity. Just like you said, if you haven't, checked things out recently, you'd be kind of mind blown, and it might be like I'd be like a kid in a candy store going, and I want to do everything instead of, you know, like your suggestion, you know, be practical about it, you know, just pick out a space, a room at a time, and, you know, start upgrading because of this great innovation that's available now, right?
Well, think of something as traditional as an old metal roof, right? You think, well, that's as old as time. Well, guess what? The new metal roofs today are amazing. These roofs can stand, first of all, they last three times as long as asphalt shingle, right? Over 50 years. But did you know they have coatings on them so that in the summer they reflect that low E, they reflect that UV energy from the sun back out so it doesn't overheat your house? They are actually cooler than asphalt shingle roofs that are protecting your home, making them energy efficient, and being incredibly durable and beautiful at the same time. There's a great website called metalroofing.com. You'll be blown away at all the different types of metal roofs that are out there. And then talking about technology, do you know the number one cause of carbon monoxide deaths in America in a house is portable generators? You say, well, yes. How can that possibly be? They're portable. Are people using them outside? Well, most of us are, but some number are using them actually in open garages and under open patios that are too close to homes. And guess what? That carbon monoxide goes right back into the house where it causes serious injury or worse. So make sure your detectors are recent. If they're more than 5 years old, replace them. And look at the new combination units that are out. First Alert has a combination photoelectric smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. So it does both, but it's got a 10-year battery. So there's no battery to replace. After 10 years, you toss the detector out and you buy a new one. I think if my detector lasts me a decade without battery changing, I'm okay having to do that after 10 years, right?
Exactly. Well, hey, we're talking with Tom Kreitler. He's the co-host of the nationally syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit. He's full of all kinds of great information here. I hope you're taking notes. And by the way, if you miss some and you want to hear it, this is going to be available on our website, so you'll be able to download it, share it with your friends, or maybe not share it with your friends, but share all this information. They're going to say, how come you're so brilliant? You know, and but it's okay. You can give Tom credit because he deserves it for all his great work and knowledge that he's sharing with us. Summer storms hitting early and often these days, they tell me. And right? So how can we protect our homes from this worsening weather?
Yeah, you know, well, we talked about the metal roofs. I mean, those can stand hurricane force winds, and they're also great protecting your house against a fire, by the way, in addition to those other benefits. But generators, mentioned them briefly with the portables. You know, I'm an advocate of whole house generators, and the reason I am is because my home is protected when those storms got out. I've had a whole house generator since before Hurricane Sandy hit, which was the most devastating storm that we've had in the last couple of decades in our area, and I was glad I did because I ran off that generator for 3 weeks with no power. Now, the nice thing about whole house generators is if you live in an area that has natural gas or you're using propane, that's what the generator runs on, because when the power goes out, it's pretty hard to find gasoline, right? Because all the gas stations don't have power as well. Plus, gasoline only lasts you about 30 days before it goes bad. So natural gas is always there. It's always consistent. And, you know, we still enjoy the safety and security of having that generator today. In fact, I'll tell you, it's actually kept us on the air with our national radio show a couple of times through some of those rough storms when we lost all the power in the studio except for that generator.
Tom, you make a point here regarding, you know, the expectancy of fuel. What about propane? How long will propane last?
Indefinitely. When it's in a tank?
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't go bad. Yeah, it's the gasoline that goes bad.
Yeah, that's good to know. Air outside, you know, a lot of eyes were up in the air here recently as we saw some orange plume coming.
Yeah.
It was a gift from Canada, right? So quite concerning for people. So what should we keep in mind for indoor air quality?
Yeah, boy, that was scary, wasn't it? We had that in my area as well, and we just are not used to seeing that kind of haze and mist and smoke coming from as far away as Canada, which is about 10, 12 hours from us. But I'll tell you, if you want to improve your air quality year-round, what most people are concerned about is allergies and allergens. Mm-hmm. So take a look at the filter technology. That's another product where not all filters are created equal. You know, I was talking with a writer from a major magazine, and she couldn't understand. You say replace the filter every 3 months. Some people say 1 month. Some people say 6 months. Well, what is it? And I had to explain it's relative to the filter, right? If you have a good quality filter or an average decent, not super expensive, but a moderate filter, it can last 3 months. But whatever filter you choose, you need to make sure you're replacing it in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation. This is not just their interest in having you buy more things that you don't need. No, if it says 3 months, replace it in 3 months. You will be happier and healthier as a result of doing stuff like that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the nationally syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit, author of My Home, My Money Pit, a great guide to every home improvement adventure. Boy, you're just full of bonuses, Tom. And God, I appreciate you sharing this with our audience. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, well, we'd love if you would follow us on the Money Pit podcast. So just go to moneypit.com/podcast. You can sign up with any of your favorite apps. We're on most of them. And if you have questions, you can go to moneypit.com/ask. We actually have a technology built into our website where you click the blue microphone and just ask me your question. And it will come right to us via voicemail system, and we'll be able to answer it on the next episode of the show.
Oh, we love the technology. Tom Kreidler, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet
for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times best-selling author, international speaker, spiritual success coach, and he's here to talk about his latest film, Flamin' Hot. Welcome, Devon Franklin. Devon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Honor and a pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you, I love the movie, this movie for the whole family, story of Richard Montanez's life, who's overcome so much, from street hustler, gang member, to a desperate janitor who finds a job and the road to redemption at a Fritos plant, of all places, right?
Yes. Do you believe it? I mean, that's just those are the facts of his story.
Right. Well, and of course, being Hispanic myself, let me tell you, this was so much in my, I loved the movie.
You know, put my heart and soul into this movie and, you know, been working on it for 7 years. And so for it to now be out and for people to be receiving as well as they are, like your response, that just makes me feel really good.
Yeah, tell Eva Longoria, who directed it, her directing debut. Well, of course, this is going to debut on Hulu and Disney Plus. This is the first time ever, right? This kind of streaming?
Yeah, first time ever.
Simultaneously.
Yes, that movie has been on Disney and Hulu Plus, and it's amazing that this film has, you know, the powers that be saw the movie and just thought it was such a great film that they wanted to, you know, have it exposed to as many people as possible. So to have it on Hulu and Disney Plus simultaneously is not only unprecedented, but it's pretty amazing.
Yes, and of course it debuts this Friday, June the 9th, and we're happy to share that with everybody. So check it out, get your whole family in front of it, and get ready to enjoy yourself. Now, you said this has been like a 7-year project. Devon, how did this fall into your lap, so to speak?
You know, I met with Richard Montanez, and the movie is about his life. And so I met with him about 7 years ago, and he told me his story, and I was just so motivated and inspired by how he went from being the janitor working for Frito-Lay to becoming one of the top executives at the company. And that just inspired me and motivated me. And I just said, you know, I got to bring his movie to the big screen. I've got to do it. Because that's why I'm in Hollywood. I'm in Hollywood to produce uplifting films that can uplift the human spirit, that are inspirational. And I love true stories that can, that have those qualities. And when I heard his story, I just knew that it was a movie that I had to tell, that I had to get made, because I was just so motivated and inspired by his journey. I mean, very few people can start in that way and end up the way that Richard did. And that's just a testament to the help he got along the way, his tenacity, his resilience. And I really wanted to be a part of bringing that to the screen.
Well, from one motivational speaker to another, I mean, he is an engaging individual. And what comes to mind, Devon, is how many other Richard Montagnez stories are out there, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot more. And I'm sure I'll be getting a lot more after this movie comes out.
Exactly.
You know, that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this film, is that anyone can be Richard Montagnez. And we all are Richard Montagnez in some way. And why that's important is that, you know, again, I don't knock superhero movies, but superhero movies are make-believe. You know, you can't put on a suit of iron and fly through your city and save them. You can't do it. You can try, but it won't work. But you can do a Richard Montagnez did, which can have a heart of service, you know, work hard, you know, have excellence in his work, persevere, and find success. So I'm excited that people can watch this film, families can watch this film. And from the youngest to the oldest, be inspired and have takeaways that can improve their life.
Devon, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, what you have done is you're colliding with the current culture with this story. I mean, there are some people that would just say, oh, this is so exceptional, and maybe it's not all true and that sort of thing. But like you said, this is a true story about Richard Montagnez, undeniably, and it really challenges the current narrative in the culture, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it does, and that's why I wanted to make the film, in part. Like, obviously, it motivated and inspired me. But also, you know, to change the narrative, to expand the narrative, to rewrite the narrative, and the opportunity to do a movie that, you know, celebrates the Latino community is just something that I'm so proud of and so honored to have been given the opportunity to help facilitate.
You know, Devon, you've produced so many great and inspiring films over the years. What makes this so special?
You know, I think it's just, combination of, you know, Flamin' Hot Cheetos and the inspirational story behind it, and then all of the different characters that had to come along to help Richard for it to become a reality, and the period piece nature. You know, the movie takes place over, like, you know, 3 to 4 decades, and it's funny, yet it's also heartfelt. I mean, there's just so many things about this movie that make it the most unique movie I've ever done. And I'm just really grateful to have the opportunity to make this film, because I think, you know, I've seen it play in front of audiences all around the country. And when people can stream this in their homes, I think that they're a real treat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is about Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I dare you to say it without smiling. I mean, Flamin' Hot Cheetos puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
You got that right. That's a great point. It's a great point, and so true.
Yeah. So what do you think? You mentioned the audiences. What do you think that they're going to connect, especially with this movie?
I think they'll connect with the message of hope. I think they'll connect with the message of inspiration. I think they'll connect to the love story that's in the movie between Richard and his wife, Judy. I think that they're going to connect to the determination that Richard exhibits in the film. And I think people will, you know, when they finish watching the movie, I think they'll be inspired to not only have a dream, but to commit their lives to, you know, not only achieving that dream, but helping as many people in the process.
Exactly. I mean, this story, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned the marriage between Richard and his wife. I mean, you talk about a team, not only, you know, a couple who are on the same page together, supporting one another, but, you know, the kids, it was like a, you know, the family were, they were all in on this too, right?
Yes, it was a family affair. It was a family affair. So it was amazing that all of them, you know, all of his entire family came together to help him succeed. And that's what's so beautiful about the movie. And no one becomes successful because that's when I've gotten the most help along the way. Right. So it's a beautiful thing when that help can come from your family.
How was it, you know, having Richard, you know, on the set there? I mean, he must have had fun with Eva, and they must have had fun together, right? Some really fun cultural exchanges there.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun having him there, and, you know, the actors really appreciated having him and Judy there, and, you know, he and Judy, you know, read drafts of the script. We developed it. They went to set multiple times. They, you know, saw multiple cuts of the film. So working with Richard has truly been a joy, and I'm so grateful that he is, he likes the movie as much as he does.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was, we mentioned Eva Longoria's directorial debut. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was great. It was absolutely great. She is a brilliant director, and she did a phenomenal job with this movie. It just, you know, I did not know her before this process, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten a chance to get to know her. And I can tell you, she is truly a filmmaker, and I think the reason why people are connecting to this movie in such a deep way has everything to do with what she brought to the film and how she, you know, lives her life. You know, her she's very optimistic. She's always looking at things glass half full. And I think she brought that optimism and that energy to the movie, which is one of the reasons why it is as good as it is.
Well, you know, for you to choose her to, you know, take over the directorial position for this movie, yes, we know about Eva Longoria, but, you know, it's one thing to know her in front of the camera, but as you know, behind the camera, directing everything, that takes a whole nother set of, you know, of a talent skill set, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, she had been directing for about 10 years in television, and that certainly gave her a lot of, you know, experience, you know, knowing how to tell stories behind the camera. And she brought all of that experience to making this movie. So, you know, even though she had not made a movie before, she was an experienced director. And just giving her the opportunity to direct the movie just proved that she was and is an experienced director.
Well, like you said, this movie is going to be quite the calling card for other stories that are yet to be told, like Richard Montagnier's, for Eva Longoria the same way. This is going to be quite the calling card to say, see, I told you I could do it, because, boy, she really communicated, as you said. This is about storytelling, and it definitely came across.
Yeah, it's about storytelling, and she, you know, I'm just so grateful that we could partner up to tell this story.
Well, Devon, one final question. They're saying, hey, you got to ask him, how many Flaming Hot Cheetos did you eat while on the set?
I will never tell. It was too many.
So you don't mind the hot stuff, huh?
Oh, man, no. I mean, you know, there's something about Flaming Hot Cheetos. There's something about Flaming Hot Cheetos, and they are just, you just, once you eat one, you got to keep
going. I was going to say, you can't stop. I know.
That's right. I ate more than I should have eaten and more than I care to admit to.
Well, we've got plenty to look forward to here. Flaming Hot, I almost said Flaming Hot Cheetos because that's what we're talking about. Flaming Hot, the movie, debuts on Hulu and Disney Plus starting this Friday, June the 9th. Devon Franklin has been with us, the award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times bestselling author, international speaker, and, of course, the producer of this film, Flaming Hot. Devon, thank you as always. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you so much, Bill. God bless you, too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi.